Preface by David Seeliff. This book will tell you more about the Bible than you ever imagined. You will be in awe of the majesty and care with which God the Father has protected and arranged His Word through the Holy Scriptures. The Word of God has changed over the generations as God has seen fit. God's message to mankind was progressively revealed more and more, so that God's purposes can be fulfilled and His ultimate aim, the reconciliation of all creation to Himself through His Son, Christ Jesus, will be accomplished. To this end, the various accounts and revelations were finally compiled and arranged by the apostles themselves, and not generations after the apostles. This book tells the story of how the Bible is structured and how internal evidence from the Scriptures show God's hand and God's story as the final revelations were placed into the canon of your present Bible. This book goes deep into the Word of God, exploring details that will surprise and please you. Relax and enjoy the journey. It will be pleasant. Keep in mind while listening to this book that God's care and nurturing of His Word is a pale example of the care and nurturing He gives to each of us through His creation and through your being called to understand the Holy Scriptures. DWS 2004. Restoring the Original Bible by Ernest L. Martin. The Guessing Game of Scholars. All scholars love to guess. I also love to guess, especially when I feel my guessing is approaching the truth. Indeed, all scholars who are in the field of discovering what represents the inspired and original canon of the Old and New Testaments often show a profound reliance on the principle of guessing. There is nothing wrong with guessing if one has no solid evidence to support one's position of belief. But in regard to the canonization of the Old and New Testaments, most scholars feel compelled to resort wholesale to the realm of guessing. What I wish to do in this book, however, is to present some biblical and historical facts that will have the effect of bringing us out of the guessing game in relation to what books belong in the Bible and their proper arrangement in the Bible, and this will place all of us on a more solid ground of biblical and historical fact. Up to now, most scholars who are the textual critics of the biblical books have guessed that the various documents that now make up our New Testament were apparently found in various church congregations scattered across the Mediterranean areas, and that gradually, without any official canonization by New Testament authorities, the books of the New Testament just seem to come together out of the clear blue sky into their present canonical form. In the opinion of most Christian theologians, it took the Christian community until the 4th century finally to accept the 27 books that now comprise our New Testament as the official canon. This guessing game of scholars is based purely on assumption. All scholars admit, when questioned, that their guessing game has not the slightest evidence of support in a practical and biblical sense. Yet, strangely, their scholarly opinions are so accepted by the general public today as being proper that most preachers, priests, evangelists, heads of denominations, etc., feel that it is the height of absurdity to question the legitimacy of their professional guessing. But why should such guessing be accepted as proper when there are historical explanations from the Bible that are far better? This book approaches the question of what books belong in the Bible from a different point of view, and it is, as I see it, the correct one. I start with the belief that God the Father and Christ Jesus were the ones who decided what the canon of the Old and New Testaments should be, and that they gave deliberate authority to certain men to accomplish the task of canonization. This book presents new and refreshing evidence to show that the biblical books of the basic Protestant canon are the proper and authoritative ones. This book also reveals, however, that the documents of the Bible were at first arranged differently and placed in 7 major divisions that are at variance with all modern Bible versions. I show that we ought to return to the original manuscript arrangement of the biblical books. This book also reveals what the original Bible was like when it first left the hands of the authorized canonizers. It provides the proper evidence to assure all Christians today that we can have the original Bible that the official canonizers intended. In a word, this book concerns the history, not the guessing game, of biblical canonization in regard to the number and order of the biblical books. I hope to give all readers some real facts from the Bible and history that will eliminate much of that guessing that all of us have been saddled with up to now. It is not a matter of arrogance for me to make this statement, because I will present to my listeners some of the most common sense evidence that anyone could ask for. It is time to look at the Bible in a new and proper way that will dispense with much of the guessing that prevails in the theological world today about this subject. This book concerns the need for people of the world to take an interest in and to do their part in restoring the original Bible. ELM, 1994.